To start our program, in Michigan's 8th Congressional District, Democrats have faced an unusual challenge trying to unseat incumbent Republican Mike Bishop. Melissa Gilbert, the actress now living in Michigan, had entered the race and was raising money for the effort when she decided to drop out, citing a spinal injury that required surgery. That happened late enough that Republicans challenged the effort to remove her name from the ballot and replace her with another Democrat. That effort ultimately failed, and Democrats recruited Susanna Shkreli, an assistant prosecutor in Macomb County, to take Bishop on. Today, Current State's Election 2016 coverage continues with a conversation with Susanna Shkreli. Later this week, we're scheduled to speak with Mike Bishop about his effort to keep the 8th Congressional District in the GOP column. I started by asking Susanna Shkreli why she decided to run for Congress.
Well, you know, I spend my days in the courtroom fighting on behalf of our most vulnerable members of society, victims of physical and sexual abuse. And doing that has given me the experience to take on the tough fight to Congress. I know that there is a, I guess you could say, a lack of, you know, respect these days in politics, and that's part of why I want to go there. I want to make sure that we are, you know, advocating on behalf of great priorities that are going to put Michigan's middle-class families, but also, you know, uniting people. Not, you know, lack of, there's too much divisive rhetoric. We got to make sure that we're, you know, respecting each other and getting things done.
Tell us about your background here. What do you see as your main qualifications for this seat in Congress?
Well, I get more done in the courtroom on it one day than Congress has done all session. I'm in there dealing with some pretty consequential issues, fighting on behalf of victims of physical and sexual abuse. And doing that has given me the experience necessary to go and take that type of fight for Michigan's middle-class families. I'm standing up to anyone and everyone in the courtroom, and I'm ready to stand up to both parties in Congress to make sure that Michigan's middle-class families are being fought for the way they should be.
Why are you running for such a lofty office right out of the gate here? You've never served in an elected position before.
That's true. I'm not somebody who's been a career politician. I never dreamt of being a congresswoman. I was recruited to run for this seat, and you know, I knew it wasn't going to be easy, and I knew it was a unique situation, but I knew that Michigan's 8th District needed somebody that was going to fight for them, not the special interests, not the big corporations. So that's what I'm prepared to do. I take on challenges as a prosecutor every single day in the courtroom, and I'm going to be doing that in Congress.
What are the issues you're most interested in working on if you're the winner on November 8th?
You know, on the campaign trail, I'm hearing from everywhere that voters are tired of a lack of access to good-paying jobs, that we are shipping too many jobs overseas, and that we need to create jobs right here in Michigan and keep the ones that we have. And we do that by voting no against unfair trade deals. I keep hearing as well that we're risking our Social Security on the stock market instead of protecting them. We are voting to make Medicare a voucher system instead of protecting them. These are things that our senior citizens have paid their whole working lives into, and we shouldn't be risking that now. It's not fair. And as somebody who is saddled with student loan debt, I understand that the rising cost of tuition is a problem, that we need to make college more affordable, and that we have to fix our broken education system to make it work not only for our students but our teachers as well. And that's just some of the priorities that I want to fight for once I'm elected.
You have unpaid college loan debt?
I do have student loan debt.
It's appearing unlikely that you would have to deal with the Trans-Pacific Partnership if you're elected, because it may well just fail. But why do you oppose TPP?
Well, because of that, just like that, I would repeat the same mistakes that NAFTA did. NAFTA had a tremendous job loss in Michigan. We have to avoid unfair trade deals. And if Congress is going to be passing legislation, we need to make sure that certain things are safeguarded: our workers, their wages, their environment, their health, human rights protections. These are things that American labor has fought generations to have. These are things that make the American manufacturing industry the best in the world. It is built of the American middle class. We need to make sure that we are investing in our workers right here in Michigan to rebuild it in the 21st.
But TPP is a unique proposal. I mean, your opposition puts you in disagreement with President Obama, who says that Asian trade is the future, and it also puts you in the same camp as Donald Trump, who calls it terrible. Did you have to consider this issue more carefully than the others?
Well, I have to say, Michigan can't always be on the losing side of these unfair trade deals. And I'm willing to stand up to both parties to make sure that we're protecting the jobs that we have here in Michigan and that they're not being shipped overseas.
We're talking with Susanna Shkreli, the Democrat taking on incumbent Republican Mike Bishop here in the 8th Congressional District. Congressman Bishop is scheduled to appear here on Current State later this week. You talk about ending corporate control of Congress. How do you do that?
It's very simple. That you are fighting for your constituents, that you're not fighting for big corporations, you're not fighting for lobbyist interests. And that is why I'm running, because I'm going to put Michigan's middle-class families first. That's what this district deserves. That's what this whole entire state deserves. That's what the whole entire country deserves. And it's a shame that that hasn't been the priority of my opponent.
Now, I take it you would support Obamacare. Mike Bishop wants to repeal it. Would you concede that Obamacare might be in need of some tweaks, or would you just leave it alone?
You know, I have to say I'm thrilled at the strides that President Obama has made when having the ACA when it passed. You know, 16 million people that didn't have health care finally had it. I mean, I remember growing up without health care. It's not a way we should be living. However, I also see from a small business perspective, I grew up working in the restaurant business with my family, I see how high the premiums are. You know, it's something that we have to take a look at. It's something that we have to fix, but we don't just scrap it. That's counterproductive. We need to be able to reach across the aisle, get things done for Michigan's middle-class families here in Michigan.
Talk to us a little bit more about your background here. I know you're the daughter of Albanian immigrants. How has that impacted your work? How has that impacted your position on issues?
You know, I grew up working alongside my parents in the family restaurant and worked long, long hours. And I've always been so appreciative of how hard they worked for us. And it has instilled in me the work ethic to make sure that I was able to put myself through school. Always feeling grateful about how hard they've worked, you know, and always feeling grateful for all the blessings that I've had. That's why I chose to be a prosecutor in the Child Protection Unit instead of taking that job at that big firm. It has instilled in me a gratefulness for all that has been given. And it has made me someone who is a fighter, someone who wants to always fight for people who are not being fought for. And that's why I'm running for this seat.
Well, also, as the daughter of Albanian immigrants here, I have to ask you about the immigration debate, which gets really intense here in this country. What's the way forward as far as immigration policy in this country goes?
Well, as a daughter of immigrants, I know firsthand, you know, how thankful I am that America has always been a welcoming country and that we should always pride ourselves in being that way. But as a prosecutor as well, I understand the rule of law. And I understand that our current immigration system is broken. We need to make sure that, you know, when I'm elected, I'm going to fight for bipartisan, comprehensive immigration reform that focuses on securing our borders, that also focuses on making sure we have a clear but fair path to citizenship that is going to allow the 11 million people who are hiding in the shadows come out, join American society, and immigration reform that looks at not tearing our families apart, but keeping them together. So that is going to fix our broken immigration system, but it's also going to boost our economy.
Some number of our listeners hear the phrase secure our borders, and they flash on Donald Trump's call for a wall. How do you secure our borders short of a wall?
You know, that is not a reasonable suggestion. It's not something that's even plausible. We need to make sure that we're advocating on bipartisan comprehensive immigration reform that addresses all of our issues. And that's what I'm willing to do once I'm elected.
You think the parties can come together on immigration reform then?
The parties should be able to come together on everything. That's what they're paid to do. And that's why I'm ready to go to Congress and do that.
Much has been made of the fact that the next president will likely pick important nominees or select Supreme Court judges in the future. What kinds of Supreme Court judges do you think the president should appoint?
You know, we have to make sure that, Congress is doing its job, and it's a shame that it hasn't been, the suggestion hasn't been passed already. We just need to make sure that we are getting things done.
You would vote to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act. Can you tell us why?
We need to make sure that we're protecting our most vulnerable members of society, children, women, the elderly at the prosecutor's office. There were special units in our office that delineated that certain people are more vulnerable than the next. And it's important to make sure that we're doing our best to protect those vulnerable members of our society.
Talk to us about fundraising in this campaign. Since you got kind of a late start, you almost certainly will be outspent in a district that is considered to be, Republican-leaning.
Well, yes, we got a late start, but we're raising resources. The voters are energized, they're excited. We know we are very confident once they hear my message and my track of fighting for middle-class families versus Mike Bishop's track of fighting for special interests, that we have what it takes. We are going to have the votes, and we're going to have the resources to win in November.
How big an issue is Congressman Bishop's performance in office for you?
Well, I keep hearing out on the campaign trail that people are tired. They're tired of special interests being placed before them. It's a consistent tone, and it needs to stop. And that's why I stepped up to run, because Michigan's 8th district deserves better.
For a long time, Democrats here in the 8th thought they had their candidate in Melissa Gilbert. Late in the process, though, she withdrew from the race for medical reasons. When did you first consider running for Congress?
Well, it was a unique situation, and it's something that I've never, grown up saying I want to be a congresswoman. It was when she dropped out, and we wish her well, that I was approached to run. And I had to consider it very carefully, and I knew that Michigan's 8th district deserved better. I knew that I was the woman to do the job. So I decided to say, yes, let's do this and let's win the seat.
Is Melissa Gilbert supporting you?
Melissa Gilbert has supported our campaign. She has been, passing the baton, I guess you could say, and making sure that, the voters, the interests that were expressed to her when she was running is being expressed to me as well.
Considering the health issues that forced her to leave the campaign, is she able to campaign for you?
We're so focused on our campaign right now that that we're getting out there talking to voters, knocking on doors, raising resources. That's what we're focused on right now, and we're very happy to be getting out to people across this district and hearing the same message that they're tired of pay for play, they're tired of special interests being put before them, and that's why they're excited about Susanna Shkreli.
What did you make of the of Bernie Sanders' run in the primary, did you support him? Did you support Hillary, and who and why?
I support Hillary Clinton, and I'm going to vote for her come November 8th. But I think it's important to understand that Bernie did energize the youth especially, and it started a much-needed conversation that I think will continue after this election is over.
We want to thank our guest. Susanna Shkreli is a prosecutor in Macomb County, and she is the Democratic candidate for the 8th Congressional District, running against incumbent Republican Mike Bishop. Good luck to you, Susanna Shkreli. We'll talk again, I hope.
Mark, thank you so much.